There's a new twist in the possible repeal of Ohio's controversial nuclear bailout law, a plan to delay the $150 million the state will collect next year for its two nuclear power plants. And it comes from the head of a special House committee hearing proposals to repeal the bailout. The plan from Republican Representative Jim Hoops would delay the subsidies for the two nuclear power plants that will be collected from all Ohio electric ratepayers starting in January, and it would require a third-party audit to determine if the money is needed. Democratic Representative David Leland said in a statement, it's kicking the can down the road, but that's not how Hoops sees it.
No, I think it just gives us some time to really look at the issue more. I don't feel we're kicking anything down there. There's just energy policy is very complex.
Lawsuits have been filed to stop the collection of up to $2.35 in monthly charges and the forwarding of that money to Energy Harbor, formerly First Energy Solutions, which operates the nuclear plants. Federal investigators say the law was passed because of a $61 million bribery scheme involving former House Speaker Larry Householder, four other people, and a utility believed to be First Energy. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.